Well, let's take a little dose of history. And as many people take to the streets around the world at the moment questioning the science of COVID and refusing vaccination, 20 years ago in South Africa was a very different picture. Back then, the South African government was denying the basic science of HIV/AIDS. As a result, hundreds of thousands of people died needlessly. The situation was so bad that AIDS activists took their own government to court demanding medication and won. The protest movement changed the course of South Africa's history. Two decades ago, people took to the streets in South Africa demanding treatment for AIDS. Former President Nelson Mandela sounded the alarm as the AIDS epidemic took thousands of lives.
A tragedy of unprecedented proportion is unfolding in Africa.
But his successor, President Thabo Mbeki, didn't believe the basic science of HIV.
You see, when you ask the question, does HIV cause AIDS? The question is, does a virus cause a syndrome? How does a virus cause a syndrome? It can't.
In response to President Mbeki's AIDS denialism, a protest movement was formed. It was called the Treatment Action Campaign, or TAC. It was led by activist Zaki Ahmed. The TAC began with a demand for medication to stop mother-to-child transmission of HIV.
We go in with a tremendous hope that the judges will see the importance of our case and the importance of saving the lives of children and saving the lives of women.
The Treatment Action Campaign took the South African government and the pharmaceutical companies to court demanding life-saving AIDS medication. And they won. Justice Edwin Cameron is a South African judge. He's an openly gay man who was himself diagnosed with HIV in the 1990s. He says the Treatment Action Campaign's fight for AIDS medication in South Africa was extraordinary.
It was, I think, one of the founding moments of our democracy. They challenged President Mbeki's denialism. There were quite extraordinary scenes. Because the Treatment Act campaign was based in communities, it was based in South Africa's informal settlements and townships and the rural areas, it did extraordinary work in treatment literacy, in educating people. There weren't social media at that stage. So they went from shack to shack, from house to house, from settlement to settlement, telling people not just about treatment. They started with prevention and with saying there is this virus, this is how it's transmitted, this is what you can do to avoid it.
20 years ago, people in South Africa were taking to the streets demanding medication and healthcare. 20 years later, in some parts of the world, people are taking to the streets rejecting science and medication in a different pandemic. How do you reflect on that?
The paradox, of course, is that the paradox is that with COVID, there are more than enough vaccines, but not yet in Africa. What is sinister and what is different from the AIDS epidemic 20 years ago is that social media has maximized the nutcases, the loonies, the fringe denialists. And we didn't have that with AIDS. What we did have was a thoroughly well-strategized campaign led by the TAC to provide treatment literacy. And from that sprang the demand for treatment. So that's the big difference.
How do you reflect on the loss of life from 20 years ago when AIDS was taking so many lives in South Africa? I was looking at some footage yesterday of a story we did of some babies that were in the last stages of AIDS and thinking they would have been 21 now had they survived. How do you get your head around the many, many lives that were lost and the generation that was lost?
It's still a source of grief. The HIV virus swept through the population. Around about 13% of all South Africans have HIV. So the losses were absolutely enormous, and mostly amongst black people. Because of the judges and activists and the constitution and the rule of law, South Africa now has the world's largest publicly provided antiretroviral treatment program. About 6 million people like me. It's morning here in Johannesburg. I've just taken my ARVs for the day with my morning cup of tea. 6 million other South Africans, mostly black, mostly poor, mostly heterosexual, have more or less just done the same. And it's a wonderful credit to the activists and to the judges and to the Constitution.
That's South African judge, Justice Edwin Cameron there.